It's midwinter in New Hampshire, and the beaver ponds are frozen solid. In fact, a lot of our water is frozen right now. You don't always see something like the Merrimack River here in Concord iced over. When it happens, it changes the landscape.
It really does. And it opens up a whole new world. People are out ice fishing, skating, and even snowshoeing across places that are totally off limits the rest of the year. I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. Have you been out skating yet?
Oh, yeah. I was actually out skating yesterday. The world you get to explore on skates is incredible. You're gliding across wetlands and ponds that in summer are thick with cattails and water lilies.
Well, being careful, of course.
Always. That's really important to say. Test the ice before you go out and pay attention to where you are. Just because it's thick in one place doesn't mean it's safe across the whole pond.
Exploring a beaver pond on a winter walk or snowshoe or while skating takes people to the closest proximity to a beaver's winter home, the Beaver Lodge.
Which sounds funny because it conjures images of a social club or a ski lodge with a roaring fire and après-ski libations.
In the fall, beavers gather branches and saplings and store them underwater.
So while I'm skating above the ice,
the beavers are below it, having supper.
I love that.
And the ice doesn't just change life for the beavers. Once a pond freezes, it becomes a highway for other wildlife. Tracks tell the story. Bobcats checking out lodges, deer trotting straight across, and foxes and coyotes looking for a meal.
And while you can see those tracks, there's also a whole world out there that we're missing out on, because beavers rely heavily on chemical communication.
Along the edges of ponds, beavers carefully construct scent mounds, small piles of mud mixed with dry vegetation, which helped waft their scent through the air. These mounds are maintained by adding castoreum.
And the scent itself comes from special glands. Beavers have two types of scent glands, castor sacs and anal glands.
The castor sacs produce castoreum, a yellowish-brown musky fluid used for territorial marking and communication. The anal glands produce an oil that is rubbed into the fur to make it water repellent.
They're communicating things about how healthy the colony is, who's living there, who's ready to breed, and how healthy they are.
An entire complex olfactory language.
And castoreum itself has had a long history with humans.
It has been prized and used commercially as an expensive perfume fixative. Think about that for a bit. Fashionable ladies dabbing beaver anal scent gland secretions on wrists and neck. More chemical communication could lead to more reproductive activity. Coincidence? I think not.
Let's leave that to the historians, Dave. There is an irony there, though.
Yes. The castoreum is also the primary lure used by fur trappers to bait their traps, thus luring beavers effectively to their doom by their own territorial and reproductive instincts.
And I thought I was just going out for a skate.
The frozen pond looks simple, flat, and quiet, but it isn't. Even in the coldest season, the landscape is still very much alive. There are tracks above, messages along the edges, beavers moving below. It's all happening at once.
Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.